and thus commence their afternoon worship with hymn number 820, tune is Braden 13. Glory to God on high, our peace is made with heaven. The Son of God came down to die that sin might be forgiven. His precious blood was shed, his body bruised for sin. Remember this in eating bread and that in drinking wine.
Verse 32 to the end.
There is another that beareth witness of me, and I know that the witness which he witnesseth of me is true. He sent unto John, and he bare witness unto the truth, but I received not testimony from man. But these things I say, that ye might be saved. He was a burning and a shining light, and ye were willing for a season to rejoice in his light. But I have greater witness than that of John, for the works which the Father hath given me to finish, the same works that I do, bear witness of me that the Father hath sent me. And the Father himself, which hath sent me, hath borne witness of me. Ye have neither heard his voice at any time, nor seen his shape, and ye have not his word abiding in you, for whom he hath sent, him ye believe not. Search the scriptures, for in them ye think ye have eternal life, and they are they which testify of me. And ye will not come to me that ye might have life. I receive not honour from men, but I know ye that ye have not the love of God in you. I am come in my Father's name, and ye receive me not. If another shall come in his own name, him ye will receive. How can ye believe which receive honour one of another, and see not the honour that cometh from God only? Do not think I will accuse you to the Father. There is one that accuseth you, even Moses, in whom ye trust. For had ye believed Moses, ye would have believed me, for he wrote of me. If ye believe not his writings, how shall ye believe my words? May the Lord bless his word. Help us now to believe. Help us now to pray. Now, Lord, we would pray for that faith, to believe in God the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Now, we have just read that Moses, that they believed in, wrote of Jesus. Oh, how wonderful are the scriptures, Lord, and how we pray for the eyes of understanding to be enlightened, to behold these wondrous truths, Lord, that we can so easily pass by and read hurriedly, Lord, in haste sometimes, but to truly meditate upon what we do read is something, Lord, that thou can give us that application. Like, Lord, of the schoolers and the college learners, they, Lord, study what they are reading. May be an example to us, Lord, to study what we read of the Word of God, and to take hold of it, Lord, as our eyes are illuminated, to see the scriptures and to search them, and to know in our own experience. Hopefully we shall receive that gift of eternal life when, Lord, our set time to depart this world of life is appointed to be fulfilled by thee. And so when we look around, Lord, in this dark world of sin and woe, how few, Lord, have any idea that eternity is before them. But we have to ponder in our own hearts, Lord, why hast thou given us a dead heart that has been made with trust without boasting in the fear of the Lord? And we seek, Lord, to know the glorious truth of the gospel. But more than that, Lord, we want to be allowed to bear witness that we've been with Jesus. To feel, Lord, the hearing of the truth, the reading of the truth, the singing of the experimental language, Lord, that we sing in our hymn book, might be our own privilege to receive at the hand of our Almighty God. Oh, do not leave us or forsake us to imaginations that we're right, because we sit under the sound of the truth. But to seek to bear witness, to have evidences, Lord, and to know that we have a new heart that's been created by God and God alone through the merits of Jesus. Lord, to be mindful of us here this afternoon, Lord. We are but few in number, despised and rejected of man for the most part. Yet we'll be thankful, Lord, for the opportunity to gather together in thy name, that none dare lawfully to make us afraid. Although we have much exercise about the future, Lord, and religion, and yet, Lord, we do believe that thou art still the same yesterday, today, and forever. We'll ever be mindful of thy people's needs. And so we do beg of thee to gird up the loins of our minds, that we might be sober and hope to the end for the grace that is to be given to all thy chosen people. And we want to know, Lord, that we are Jehovah's choice to be found here today. And see, Lord, I would have mercy upon those, Lord, that we love and ties with us in the flesh, and beseech, Lord, that they might be brought to fear thy name and to search the scriptures and to seek the Lord while he may be found and call upon him while he's near. For is anything too hard for thee, Lord, in this world of sin and woe? And so, Lord, here we are once again waiting upon thee to be renewed in the spirit, and to be favoured, Lord, to hear thy voice, to be given the broken heart and contrition of spirit as the acceptable sacrifice before thy omniscient eyes that run to and fro through the earth to see whether there be any that do fear thee and would acknowledge thee in their ways. Only thou, Lord, can lead us. Only thou can guide us, strengthen, support and sustain us. And keep alive, Lord, those desires that are often very feeble, that the devil ever cannot destroy, if thou hast caused us to be born again by the water of the Spirit. Do come then, Lord, to our aid this afternoon, to speak a few more things of Jesus Christ, the friend of sinners, who has come into the world to seek and to save lost sinners. Yes, Lord, and at times, no doubt, we shall feel to be the very worst of sinners. But we look to thee to shine to our hearts, to give us that light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Christ Jesus. Do meet the cases of the friends. Some feel the outer man decaying, and, Lord, want to feel the inward man renewed day by day. Others, Lord, in the midst of life's journey, waiting for thee, Lord, to confirm their souls. And younger ones too, Lord, we hope, are seeking an interest in the love of Christ and to have that real living faith that lives and labours under thee, though damned it may never die. Oh, do come and grant us a spiritual revival in our churches, Lord, and in the homes where they are listening to the relay. We do beg of thee to keep alive their souls, waiting, Lord, for thee to confirm their souls with signs following. Is anything too hard for thee? And do govern their ways and their affairs, some in providential trials, some in sicknesses and in health, and not in health, Lord. And some have operations before them, and some, Lord, have things before them of the unknown way. Do deliver them from the fear of man that bringeth a snare. And may they feel that their times are in thy hands and all events at thy command, to bless and uphold and maintain them, restore them from sicknesses, and heal them, Lord, from the malady of sin. Because, Lord, we are sin-sick souls, and we need thee, Lord, to heal us and restore unto us the joy of salvation. Have mercy upon our guilty land and nation. Lord, we look on with anxiety to see the folly and hear the folly that flows out of their mouths, Lord, and what they're going to do. But they've lost sight, Lord, that thou art the God that rules on high and thunders when he pleases. Do have mercy upon this nation. Preserve unto us our Protestant heritage, our religious liberties. And do come and revive us, Lord. We fear thy judgments, Lord, but we do bless thee for thy mercies. And ask thee now, Lord, to help us now to declare the whole counsels of God. And may, Lord, we have hearing ears and receptive hearts to hear what God the Lord shall speak unto us. And do keep us, Lord, from folly, we pray. And forgive our sins. We ask it, O Lord, for Christ's sake alone. Amen. Let us further sing hymn 227. The tune is King's College 716. From whence this fear and unbelief? Hast thou, O Father, put to grief thy spotless Son for me? Will the righteous judge of men condemn me for that debt of sin which, Lord, was charged on thee? Complete atonement thou hast made, and to the utmost farthing paid, whate'er thy people owed. How then can wrath on thee take place, if sheltered in thy righteousness and sprinkled with thy blood?
Oh,
help me, I would again direct you prayerfully to John chapter 5 and verse 24. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life, and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life. How vital then that their ears are unstopped, that their hearts are open to receive the truth. Oh, he said to these Jews, some of them, I am come in my Father's name, and ye receive him not. If another shall come in his own name, him ye will receive. We get all these so-called hot gospelers, dear friends, that people get enraptured over, because they show unto them a false religion. There is no real religion but what God sends through his dear Son as revealed by the Spirit. And we're so foolish and slow to learn these things. Men speak of this and that blessing, this and that they have received, but it's the proving of all these things, holding fast to that that is good. And so he says of the truth, ye shall know the truth. We do need to be delivered from condemnation, the broken law, and we're all guilty before God. But blessed be the Lord Jesus Christ. He came into the world to seek out and to save sinners. Yes, you and me at times will feel to be the very worst of sinners, but you will be depend upon him sending out his light and his truth to search you and try you, see if there be any wicked way in you, and lead you in the way everlasting. Oh, how little do we know the truth, dear friends. We bless the Lord for his precious Bible, but always being able to have our heart opened to receive it, and to have that living testimony. We don't want the testimony of man as he speaks of here. We want the living testimony of what Christ has done. Personal religion. Things known and felt in your soul and mine. He says ye shall know it. And how much do we know? But precious little. But there's so much in your heart and mine that longs for further evidences that we are born of God and that our treasure is above. And he grants you the invitation. Oh, do we turn a deaf ear to the invitation? Come unto me, all ye that are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Do we deny his truth? Is only an ink on paper? Or do we feel the life of their very soul is dependent upon it? The application, the entrance of his word into your soul. He opens your heart to receive it. And so we bless him for it. I say unto you, it's a personal voice from the Lord Jesus to your souls and mine today. I say unto you, he that heareth my words. Are we deaf to the words of God? Are we deaf to the Lord's judgments? Are we deaf to all those things, Lord, that are contrary to the teaching of his word? Oh, we turn a deaf ear, don't we? We want to go another way as we're brought up sometimes and cannot seem to accept the truth. But blessed be the Lord when he unstops your deaf ear, dear friends. When he pours in the oil of the wine of gospel, you bless him for that. Tokens for good. You feel your need of the revelation of the blood of Christ on the broken body of Christ. Realize, oh, to have some experience personally that I am one of these chosen vessels. You see, blessed is the man whom thou choosest. That is the Lord chosen, the chosen vessels for you and me. I've chosen you in the furnace of affliction. It's often in afflictive dispensation that the Lord reveals himself that he has chosen you. Because those afflictions are not in anger, but in his dear covenant love. And we bless him, don't we? We're brought into fellowship with his sufferings. For not only think that we have eternal life, but they are they which testify of me. Oh, the testifying, dear friends, of the Lord himself, I say unto you, that is, they are they which testify of me, the scriptures. The scriptures are denied for the most part. They gather dust on the shelf if we've got a Bible. You know things gather dust on the Bible. But your Bible won't be a closed door. It'll be an open door for the Lord to reveal himself, to show you. You'll say, show me now what I have to do. Show me now thy way. Lead and guide me into all truth and apply it. Because so often it seems to go in one ear and out the other, or into your eye and seem to be passed over. Because things seem to be too hard for you. It's toiling and rowing in your lives. But we're exhorted, aren't we? Bring those hard things to me. He says, his word says, bring those hard things to me and I will hear them. There's nothing impossible for God and his dear Son to perform for you and me in these dark days of sin, dear friends, and iniquities running down our streets. Unlawful laws, dear friends, according to God's word, but lawful in the eye of man, because it's a fleshly life that they want. It's the lust of the flesh, the pride of life that they're satisfied with. But when you come to the end of life's journey, what will it be the lust of the flesh and pride of life do for you and me? Why? We shall still come as sinners before God. We are condemned by the broken law. But you see, God has gone to the end of the law, magnified it through his dear Son. Made it, dear friends, and means a blessing to your soul and mine. And so believing on him that sent him. God, you see, without faith it's impossible to please God. He that cometh to God must believe that he is. Are you a coming sinner to God? Or think upon these things, friends. I want to. I want to think more about them as we journey on in life's journey. What thinkest thou of Christ? Is he to you that prophet, priest, and that king that is able to do far more exceeding abundantly for you and me above all that we can think or ask? You're a favoured soul, dear friends, if these things dwell in your heart by faith, the word of God, to be able to bear witness of the works that the Father had given to Jesus to complete. And you are complete in him. All the blessedness that you are complete in him. He has formed himself in your heart as the hope of glory, as he's taken the word, as you search the scriptures, and he's shown to you that after death a judgment. And in that judgment, he's the righteous judge, and you plead his righteousness, and you pray for it to be imputed to your soul. Lest the shadow of spot should on my soul be found. He takes the robe the Saviour wore and casts it all around. Think of that royal robe of Christ's righteousness. Covers all your sins. Sins, dear friends, from the very birth. We're born in sin and shaped in iniquity. sends events in, as immense as the sea. Hide me, O Gethsemane. What happened there? Why, Jesus, in an agony, prayed more earnestly when he shed, as it were, drops of blood fall into the ground. His soul was agonized for all his chosen people. Was he agonized for your souls? Have you felt the guilt? Do you know what it is to come with weeping and supplication at the throne of grace? Praying has been your poor way. And you say, Lord, teach me to pray. To pray without ceasing for the blessing to rest upon me, that I might believe in him, the only begotten Son of God, full of grace and full of truth, and who says to you, come out from among them and be ye separate and not, touch not the unclean thing, and I be a father unto you, and ye shall be my sons and daughters, saith the Lord Almighty. It saith the Lord. And your religion will consist of what saith the Lord. I say unto you, what saith the Lord? Oh, what a mercy to have the thoughts, dear friends, upon your mind that he hears and answers your prayer. No situation is too great or too hard for him to deliver you. The captivity of your sins. Bring my soul out of prison, Lord, that I might praise thee. I seem to need those iron bars and those brazen gates to be removed, and I might get access into his presence through the Spirit. And you might truly be able to be given that grace that you honour him and honour the Father that sent him. Oh, what a favour to know Christ, exalted, formed in your heart the hope of glory. What a refuge. A refuge the gospel makes known is found in the merits of Jesus alone. Oh, we're such poor believers, aren't we? Yet there is something secret. Often there might be something secret, sweet and all, in your trials of mine, as he has truly favoured you and me to bear witness at times that we've been with Jesus. And this is no imagination. This is reality of your religion. A little of the righteous man is better than the riches of the wicked. A righteous man. Jesus is that righteous one. And he's able to impute to you that robe of Christ's righteousness to cover all your sins with the mantle of his forgiving love. And he bids you and me to come. Bring those hard things to me, and I will hear them. You see, we seek water, and there is none. Their tongue fileth for thirst, but I, the Lord, will hear them. You don't know where your prayers go, friends, but I believe if you know what it is to pray, it doesn't seem as if their prayers go beyond the ceiling, don't they, sometimes? Does the Lord hear me? Yes, and the devil comes in like a blood. But blessed be the Lord. If we abide by his truth, we shall abide in him. We shall abide in him. When he'll come in and sup with you in that appointed time. Not before, not after. Appointed time rolls on apace. Not to propose, but call by grace to change the heart, renew your will, return your feet to Zion's hill. He brought back from the brink of disaster in our lives. Brought back, dear friends, when we were paving our way to hell. Oh, what a solemn thing. If we never believe the truth, or believe on him, and that is the Father that sent me, because these are they that shall have everlasting life, spend a never-ending eternity in singing God is love. Oh, blessed mercy to be able to feel that. His word abides in you, and you in him. You feel union and communion with him from off the mercy seat. Jesus, my friend, that had hung on the tree and opened the channel of mercy for you and for me. And we want to know it. That true religion, which is more than notion, something known and felt in your soul and mine. And so, it's this everlasting life. It's without money and without without price. It's invaluable, really, the gift of eternal life to poor sinners. It's something they crave for years. And then suddenly he comes into his sanctuary and into the hearts of the hearers. Those sweet moments you've been brought before the cross when Jesus is a mighty Saviour. And you feel he needs to be a mighty Saviour in your case. You want to hear the good news of salvation. You want his sayings to sink down deep in your ears that you might hear for profit. This is the word then. You know the merits of Jesus. You know what it is. His words were found and did eat them, and they were unto you, as Jeremiah says, the joy and rejoicing in my heart. There's no such a time, dear friends, as when his words are found and eaten. He's determined to save you, and he applies his word and shows you a real token for good. And you go in the strength of that meat, maybe many days, or in earlier days in the sincere milk of the word, that you might grow thereby. There will be growth in grapes. You don't always feel it, but there will be. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of those things that are not seen. The things that are seen are temporal, the things that are not seen are eternal. The gift of eternal life to these sinners that have been quickened and heard the word, convinced of their sins, they are led to the blood of Christ that cleanses from all sin. Oh, what a precious gospel it is. It's the good and welcome news for the heirs and heiresses that are privileged to have their names, which they do not know all together at once, but they will, I believe, in time, feel that they're heirs and heiresses of God by faith. And they bless him for his word that reveals it to them. And they have the love of God shed abroad in their heart by the Holy Ghost. Not like these Jews, who are ever ready to try and undermine the truth. And so you'll find it. There will be those that try to undermine your witness that you have of these blessedness, his witness is true. Because he says, ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall free you from that fear of your being everlastingly condemned and banished to hell at last. For the foundation of God standeth sure, having this seal, the Lord knoweth them that are his, and let him that nameth Christ depart from iniquity. And oh, what a fight it is. What a times you come with true repentance and pray, Lord, confirm my soul. I hope I have an aching void that the world cannot fill, but do show me a token, a token of my special love, to tell me that I'm born of God, that my treasure is above. You see, where your treasure is, there will your affections be. Your treasure. A little that a righteous man hath is better than the many riches of the wicked. A little that you and I possess of the work of the Spirit. You've heard his word. You bear the witness and sealing of his word. It gives you life and light and liberty at times, when Jesus shines into your heart to lighten your darkness. Sons and daughters of God by blessed adoption, bought with a price, eternally loved. Don't you pity those poor things, dear friends, that know nothing of the witness of the truth in their hearts? Bless the Lord if you are attracted to his word. Search these scriptures. Search the gospel. Search John. Oh, you see, it isn't having a comprehensive knowledge of the whole scriptures. It's here, little, and there. It's what the Lord has applied. It's what he's given you to meditate upon. Your meditation will be sweetness of him. My meditation of him, says the psalmist, shall be sweet. And you see, it will be sweet, precious. You sort of go on your way rejoicing. You believe you heard the voice of the good shepherd. They've sown in tears, you've sown in tears. You will yet reap in joy. And you'll bear this precious seed. Seeking the Lord would condescend for his doctrine to drop as the rain, his speech to distill as the dew. We cannot always stand more than the dew, can we? It refreshes your soul and mind, and he refreshes you with a portion of his word. And you go on your way rejoicing. You've been refreshed, you've been revived. He's comforted your troubled heart. He said unto you, be still, stand still, see the salvation of your God in providence. There's nothing too hard for the Lord to do for you in providence. He often works there in providence in their earlier days. And then he brings us to see the greater need be of the pardon of their sins, because he makes us to feel convinced as a sinner. You flee for him for refuge and strength and a very present help in your troubles in this sin-stained world. But the Lord knows, he hears and answers their petitions and says, casting all your care upon him, for he cares for you. It's not just some cares. It's casting your daily lives upon him. All those things that seem as great mountains before you, he's able to make them a plain. And then you go further on and you say, Lord, I feel to be such a sinful wretch. I cannot in and of myself keep the law. I'm guilty of breaking all 10 commands if I've broken one. But see the Lord. He'll honour you and you honour him. And he'll give you faith to believe in him and believe that he's the only begotten Son of God, full of grace and full of truth. And God said, this is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased. And so we realize this. God is pleased with his beloved Son. He knew what it was to have the darts fired at him. But through mercy, his bow abode in strength, like the Jacob of old. He shot his arrows up, did he not? And we need to shoot our arrows in prayer, dear friends, up to the Lord God that rules and on high, governs whom he will and whom he pleases. He will grant to be a living witness of the wonders of what he's done and what he's able to do. Or is anything too hard for the Lord in your life and mine? And you will witness of him. And you'll know that this witness is true. Or when we think of the blind leaders of the blind in the religious field, they worship idols, they bow before images. But such as you and me will away with these images. It's looking to Jesus by faith and to believe in the Father that has sent him and also has borne witness by giving you and me to hear his voice and following him. My Father gave them thee, and they will know that peace of God that passeth all knowledge and understanding. My peace I leave with you. Doesn't take it away, but he opens the eyes of of your understanding, and you begin to understand the scriptures. Those poor too on the Emmaus Road, that they were ignorant of all what had come to pass in the crucifixion and the resurrection of Jesus. He is the one that we were looking to, they said, or worse than effect, for salvation. Oh fools and ignorant of the truth, ought not Christ to have suffered and borne these things? And then he opened the eyes of understanding. Oh, we need to approach the Word of God with prayer. We need to approach unto him with our eyes up unto Jesus, looking for him to reveal himself to me and to speak to your soul through his Word. As he breaks, dear friends, down the Word of God and reveals to you and me those things that you cannot always understand. And so we'll go back to those two on the Emmaus Road. Then open the eyes of understanding. And this is what you and I need if we'd have a real religion. Honour the Son and even honour the Father. And so you realise that if we should honour the Son, as all men should honour the Son even as they honour the Father. He that honoureth not the Son honoureth not the Father which has sent me. And there's so much bound up in this, dear friends, for you and me. Of a truth I say unto you, he that heareth my word. What have we heard today? What have we profited today, dear friends? What would it profit a man if he gained the whole world and lose his own soul? Or the vital necessity of winning Christ and being found in him, not having your own righteousness, which is of the law, that righteousness through faith of the Son of God who gave himself for you. Why you say, Lord, I'm not worthy. I'm not worthy of you giving your life as a ransom, to ransom me and leave me from the grave and make me wise unto self. I'm not worthy of it, but I bless thee for a little hope. I will build upon nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. Dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name, which is the name the Father loves, to hear his children plead. And all such pleadings he approves and blesses them indeed. Oh, what a Father, what a Son, what a blessed Holy Spirit, the Comforter. Who he said, I will not leave you comfortless, I will come to you. You can't go to him unless he draw you by the cords of man, by the bands of his life, and he will draw you. You see such a suitability in Christ. You want him to become your all in and in all. Brother, refuge have I none, hangs my helpless soul on thee. Leave me not alone. Still support and comfort me. Not worthy is this guest, but to whom else can we go? Because he alone has the words of eternal life to give to you and to me. Or is there any room in your heart to receive him? I believe there will be. Pour not on thyself too long, lest it sink thee lower. Look to Jesus, kind and strong, mercy joined with power, and that power to the faint. Then thou might increase his strength. Great mystery what God can do to hold up your goes in his paths, that your footsteps slip not. What a Saviour. And he saves unto the uttermost all those that come to God by him. Blessed Jesus, where we need him to breathe upon our dry bones that they might live, and put us in remembrance of these things, Lord, that we're not left to stagger in unbelief. Stagger not at the promises of God, as Abram old. Stagger not at the promises of God, which are yea and amen in Christ. Oh, we need to search the scriptures. In them we might find rest for our poor, tried soul. for God is faithful that promises. The time he has set to heal up your woes, a season most fit, his love to disclose. Tarry his leisure, then wait the appointed hour. Wait at the bridegroom of your soul. Reveal his love with power. Won't forget it, you know. You won't forget it. It gets beclouded with the devil's whispering to you and tantalizing you at times with things that he knows nothing of the love of Christ. But he torments you. Where is now your God? Why, your God is in the heavens. And Jesus has gone there to join him. And Jesus ever liveth. And that's the benefit of real religion. He ever liveth to make intercession for you before the Father's throne. What a favored child of God you are that believes this, that believes the word. You never leave, you'll forsake you. Boldly say, the Lord is my helper. I not fear what man should do unto me. That's when you've got confidence of faith. But when this enemy comes in might of blood, he'll lift up a standard against him. Because you hear his word. He that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life. What must it be to be there, friends? We cannot begin to gather what it must be like to get the victory over this body of sin and death. We shall be more than conquerors through him that has loved us and washed us from our sins in his precious blood. They shall not condemn you. They shall not be condemned. The voice of the Son of God, and they that hear shall live. I like that. They that hear shall live. What a mercy. Live that life of faith by prayer and get the victory at last. Oh, to be blessed with that confirming evidence that you're born of God, that your treasures above. My sheep hear my voice. Oh, be on your watchtower, ever knocking upon the door of mercy that you might hear his voice. Confirm you and me as a sheep or a lamb in Christ's fold. Because the Lord will come and he will answer your petitions. Because he's made intercession for us before the Father's throne. Blessed Jesus. Where we would see that closer walk with God, that calmer than we pray, that light that shines upon the road that leads us to the Lamb. Verily, verily, of the truth, I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life, and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life. Sometimes we can say, we know we're passed from death unto life because we love the brethren. That can be an evidence, but you want more than that, don't you? Confirm my soul, Lord, with signs following. May he get to his honour anything acceptable today in our services, and forgive all amiss for his name's sake. Amen. 998, the tune is Hanover 807. Ye prisoners of hope, overwhelmed with grief, to Jesus look up for certain relief. There's no condemnation in Jesus the Lord, but strong consolation his grace does afford. Should justice appear a merciless foe, yet be of good cheer, and soon shall you know the sinners confessing their wickedness past, a blessed, plentiful blessing of pardon shall taste. Thank you. May the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God the Father, the fellowship of the Holy Spirit, rest and abide with us each. Amen.